Hiya, it is the weekend. I'm Josh Sexton, joined to look back at a glorious weekend in some ways for Liverpool, maybe not elsewhere in the league necessarily, but Liverpool getting back to winning ways. And joining me to discuss that and a little bit more from around the Premier League, we've got Tom Murphy, Josh Williams and Andy Heaton. So we'll start, I'll come to you first, Josh, on this actually, because Liverpool do win at the weekend and people are maybe sort of reticently saying, are Liverpool back? I certainly liked a lot more of what I saw at the weekend. I guess the problem for the manager to solve is it's not a lot of the players that he wants to bring in. It's not a lot of the new system we've sort of seen him moving towards. It was a lot of the old players. I thought it was probably Ekitike's worst game of the season too, and he's the only new outfield lad in the team there. So do you think Liverpool are back? Is this a title that's a three-horse race, or are we guilty of getting a little bit ahead of ourselves here and there's still a lot of work to be done?
You've asked the wrong person, mate.
That's why I came to you. I want the balance.
No, I'd love Liverpool to be back, but it was a really nice game for Liverpool to have, I think. Not only stylistically when it comes to Villa, which I was surprised by. You associate Emery with like mixing up the tactical approach, don't you? And if you've got a weakness, he'll target it and stuff like that. So I expected them to go a bit longer than he did. But they just didn't. Emi Martinez was, every single goal kick was going short. They were trying to build from the back. They concede from it initially. So I think it was a relatively nice game for Liverpool to play. You gain a bit of confidence because your press is working, all that sort of thing. So it reminded me a little bit of Frankfurt, to be honest. We win that game 5-1, we win this game 2-0. So it's a timely win, nice for Arne Slot as well. You know, some pressure comes off and things like that. But as you say, Villa, easy to play against in this game. And when it comes to like solving your problems with your new players, he's kind of solved nothing because they were all on the bench or they were in the stands. So it's a little bit as you were, but we've just got another win under our belts and somehow we're third. I think it's mad that we're third, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I wonder if it just gives us a bit of a short-term way home, Tom. I guess the concern long-term really with Arsenal and City is that those look like two squads now that have real depth to them. Like, you know, I forgot that Arsenal had signed Kapier, for example, in the summer, and then he comes into the team over the past week or so and looks really good for them. And that's a fresh concern for me. Like, Arsenal keep seeming to just draw up fresh concerns for me, really. And City have, I was on Sky sort of talk about this the other day, like City have had summers and summers now of like not necessarily having the same expectations that were attached to them, but being able to sign players like Mateus Nunes and him just kind of kick around being a bit shite for a bit and then suddenly be a passable squad player. So I guess the concern I'm looking at, and especially if there's going to be, you know, the new signings still in transition and not necessarily coming to the party, is are we just lacking in depth compared to the likes of Arsenal and City?